A 7 on the WOKV weather meter. Hope you're having a great day so far. We are tracking for you partly sunny skies. I'm First Alert meteorologist Garrett Biedenball. Scattered rain and thunderstorms going to be developing this afternoon inland with the sea breezes. A few showers on the sea breeze and the Atlantic coast sea breeze as it advances inland early to mid-afternoon. But then we'll likely see some sort of a collision with the West Coast sea breeze and the Atlantic sea breeze. Either side of Highway 301, we'll see an enhancement of the rain and thunderstorms for today in the afternoon. And then into the afternoon and evening commute, likely some downpours in and around Jacksonville from I-95 to Highway 301. With the steering winds changing directions today, that lets the showers and storms that do develop try to make a run all the way back to the beaches for this evening. So late afternoon and into the early evening for the beaches, could even see some heavy downpours moving in from west to east, something we'll be tracking on First Alert Doppler HD. Temperatures before that reach the low 90s inland, feels like temperatures 100 plus, and upper 80s to near 90 at the coast. Partly cloudy, drying out this evening. Overnight, we drop down to the mid-70s. We'll be in the lower 90s for Friday, partly sunny with some scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms as a cold front approaches the area from the north. But that has implications for the Jaguars preseason game at home versus the Browns. That's on Fox 30. But we will be tracking the 80s with some scattered showers, perhaps even some thunderstorms, at least for tailgating, but into the game that could potentially be still lingering into game time. So something we'll be monitoring over the next 24 hours very closely for you here in the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center. But Saturday and Sunday, we'll have a cold front moving through the area. Moving through Saturday, mostly cloudy skies, scattered to numerous coverage of showers and a few thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 80s, so we'll get some relief from the heat on Saturday thanks to the more cloud cover and the cold front nearby, and also the showers and storms. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy. Start off the day dry, but scattered midday and afternoon showers and storms, especially along and south of I-10. High still in the mid to upper 80s. Then Duval County's back in school on Monday, partly sunny, an isolated shower and storm in the afternoon, but it'll be hot. Highs around 90 degrees or so, 70s in the morning, but looks to be dry for the bus stop forecast for Monday. So another school year, here it comes, here for Duval County, with everybody else already in school as of yesterday. And the tropics still tracking that tropical wave in the eastern and east-central Atlantic, but no development expected over the next 2 to 3 days. Maybe a tropical depression could form quickly, but then the environment becomes more unfavorable for further strengthening down the road through late this week and into the weekend. So that's some good news. We'll keep tracking it, though. The next name is Danielle on the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season list. Hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm First Alert meteorologist Garrett Biedenball. I'll see you at 4, 5, 6, 10, and 11 on Fox 30 and CBS 47 Action News Jax.